We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kufal Vam Beis. We are starting 15 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Tan Rabbanim, Shloisha Bo'u Ba'alila. There are three people who, instead of davening regular, they came with a taina she'en lov tshuva. They came with an argument that Hashem couldn't answer Kav Yachol. Elohein, Kayin, Esav, and Menashe. Kayin, after he killed Hevel, so Hashem came to him and said, "Where's your brother Hevel?" And it says in the pasuk there that Kayin said, "Vayim Kayin al Hashem, Godol Avayim Nesoi." Kayin, the chsiv, Godol Avayim Nesoi. He says, "Am I a very too big for you to handle?" Omer lefan Avayim Shleilam, "Klum Godol Avayim Meshishim Ribuish Hashim Lachlo Fanecha." Is my Avera bigger than the Avera of the 600,000 people of the Yidden who are going to be chayta in the Midbar, and you're going to be vata saleach them, and give them a Salicha and Mimaychadam, and me, you can't handle my Avera? You're going to handle the Avera of the 600,000 Yidin who did the Eagle. You can't handle my Avera? And with that Taina, Hashem Taka was Maychalim. Esav, the Chsiv, the after Yaakov took the Brachas, he said to Yitzchak, he said, "Bracha Achasilach, you have extra Bracha of me, Avi? Do you have another Bracha of me?" Which means, like, does Hashem not have any more Brachas? Hashem is like, finished the Brachas? That was the argument in general of Chuv. Of course, Hashem has more Brachas. And Menashe, betchila karol alus arba, yosef karol alhei avoysav. By Menashe, first he called all the avodah zaras. And then he called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Kav Yachol, if you don't answer me, you're like the other Getchkas." And therefore he used this irrefutable argument in order to for his tefillos to be answered. It said in the Mishnah, "Abashal Eimer, afa hoiges Hashem ba'isiyos," someone who says the Shem HaMefayrosh ba'isiyos, which Shem means the Shem of 42 oisos, or it means Yud Kei Vav Kei. If he says it out clearly, the halacha is, "Ein l'chelek l'am haba." Satana uve gvulin uve loshen aga. Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat means like this, that either if you say the Shem HaMefayrosh out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where Ein l'chelek l'am haba, and even in the Beis HaMikdash, if you say b'loshen laz, also yichayiv Ein l'chelek l'am haba. And that's one pshat Rashi. Another pshat Rashi is that the only time a person Ein l'chelek l'am haba, he does two things wrong. He does it outside of Beis HaMikdash and b'loshen laz. But if it's loshen HaKadosh outside of Beis HaMikdash, it won't be such a bad avera. And if it's in the Beis HaMikdash b'laz, it also won't be so bad. It's only if it's both together is it so bad. So the Gemara Vayter, continuing, the Mishnah says that until now we're talking about the general averus, and the Mishnah then talks about the certain individuals that they're not chelik lam haba. Shloisha malachim v'haba adyetis. Ein lam chelik lam haba. Who are shloisha malachim? Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And our first Gemara will discuss Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat was the first Melech Yisrael. That means until now they only had a king over Gans Klal Yisrael, one king. We had Shaul HaMelech, then you had David HaMelech, and then you had Shlomo HaMelech. At the end of Shlomo HaMelech's life, there was a taina against him on his level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're going after different avodah zaras because he had wives from different places, and therefore, as an Einish, your malchus will be split, but not in your lifetime. In your son, by your son Rechavam, your malchus will be split." And there was someone, Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a big Talmud Chacham, and Achiah Shloimi met him and told him, "You're going to be the king of Yisrael." And he made a simon, he took some clothing, he ripped up in 12 pieces, gave him 10, you're going to be the melech over 10 shvatim, and Rechavam will be over the other shvatim. That was the basic story. Now, Yeravam, Lemaisa, became king of Melech Yisrael, and he did some terrible things. One of them was, he made two agolim, and put one in Beis El, and one in Don, and he said, "Don't go up to Eile Regal, go to this Egel, and that will be your Eile Regal." And that was a big taina on Yeravam. So let's get into the sugya of Yeravam ben Nevat. Tana Rabbanan, Yeravam, why was it called Yeravam? Why is the name Yeravam? Shariva Am. He brought down, he made the Am low. He lowered the status of the nation by making him do Avodah Zarah. Davacha Yeravam she'osam Hariva Bam. He made arguments Bam. Like Rashi says, Harivam Elu Elu, Be'esek Avodah Zechavam, Zeh Oivid, Ve'zeh Meicha. This guy says, yeah. This guy says, no. Avodah Machlaikas. Davacha Yeravam she'osam Riva Ben Yisrael Avim Shemashmayim. He made argument between Klal Yisrael and Avim Shemashmayim by doing these Averis. Yeravam ben Nevat, who is Nevat? Ben Shenivet Veloy Ra'ah. The son of the person who saw something, but he looked at something, but he didn't see it right. Tana, we'll see what that means soon. Tana, the Rite says, Hu Nevat, Hu Micha, Hu Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri was someone who tried to start a rebellion against David HaMelech, and he was killed. And they were saying that's Nevat, that's Sheva ben Bichri, and that's Micha. Micha was someone who was there, who made a pesel, Micha, made Avodah Zarah, and we're saying the same person, and Micha came out of the walls of Mitzrayim, one of the binyanim they were building. They had to take him out of, Moshe Rabbeinu saved him out of one of the binyanim, one of the building building, when they're building one of the walls, they put him in as a brick and took him out, and he was saved. It comes out, if he's there, he was very, very old at this time, like the Ar Yeshua, the guy who's Ar Yeshua, says like this, means he was more than 450 years old. So we're saying Nevat, Micha, and Sheva ben Bichri are the same person. Navat, the reason why it's called Navat, Shenivat Leira, because he saw something and he didn't see right. We'll see what that is. Micha Shenismach Meich Bebinyan. He was smushed in a binyan and Moshe Rabbeinu saved him. Like Rashi brings down that it says that Moshe told the Kares Baruch Hu at the Reis La'am by not giving, the pyre is not giving any more straw, and now they're going to use the babies for bricks. Kares Baruch said, don't worry, any babies they use for bricks are kitzim that were taken out of Klai Yisrael, were taken the thorns out of Klai Yisrael. They're a sham. And if you want to check it out, save one of them, we'll see what happens. And Taka saved one of them, and that was Micha. So there's Nivat, that Nivat Leira is Navat, Micha Shesmach Abinyan, and Mashemai, his real name is Sheva Ben Bichri Shemai, his real name was Sheva Ben Bichri. Tana Baram Sloyshet Leira, there are three that looked and didn't really see. Ve'elohe Navat, Vachi Teufel, Vatstigne Paroi. Navat, he ra'a Eish Shiyotose Ma'amosa. He saw fire coming out of his Aver, which the Mashah says is a simon, that Meluch will come out of him. So who saw it? He thought, Iyu Melech, he'll be Melech. And it was wrong. That's why he tried to make a rebellion. He was Sheva ben Bichri, trying to make a rebellion. He thought he will be Melech. V'loi he, it won't be him. It's Yeravam Dunafik Mene. It was Yeravam who came out of him. That was the simon that he saw Eish come from Amasai, from his Aver Mila. Achi Teufel, Ra'a Taras Zorch Le'amasai. He saw Taras on his Aver Mila, and that was a simon to him that there'll be Taras on David HaMelech's Malchus, and he'll take it over. And therefore, he supported Avshalom, because he figured that he didn't support Avshalom, and Avshalom is a weak king, and he'll take over. Husav Iwa Malach Velohi, Bas Sheva Bitoi, Bas Sheva his daughter, Hu Denafka Menei Shleima, and that's where the Malchus came from him, through his daughter Bas Sheva. What was that stigma pari that they saw something they saw wrong? A stigma pari, Domra Vicham Rachinina, Madich Siv, said in the Pasuk, Hem Meruva, Hemosh Ra, stigma pari. Pari, the stargazers of pari, the astronomers of pari, saw in the sky, in the stars, something that Moshe Rabbeinu will get an oinus through Mayim. V'to'u, Rosh Mashin Shah Yisrael, B'mayim Ulaika. They saw that the savior of Klai Yisrael will get hit by Mayim. Omar kala ben ha'yil the Eretz Yisrael. So they said, okay, every son that's born to Klai Yisrael, let's throw them into the water, because Lemaisa advised Pari that this is from, I see in the stars, that will be the oinish. V'heim lo yodu shal iske me meriva leika. They didn't know that this was really al iske me meriva, that Moshe Rabbeinu will get an oinish, won't go into Eretz Yisrael because of the me meriva. And that's what they were seeing the stars. So they saw something without really knowing what they saw. Now the Gemara goes back to Yeravam. How do you know Yeravam did not get, was not zoicha to have Olam Haba? Umenolo and le'osilam adasi. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayihi b'dova hazeh lechatos beis Yeravam ulahachid lahashmei v'adama. This chait, the chait of making those agolim, and he didn't do tshuva, and he made these avodah zarahs. So because of that, he was lahach lahashmei v'adama. He'll be destroyed from this world, from the land. And we dash like this, lahachid b'lamazah, lu lahashmed l'olam haba, means l'olam haba. Zog tomorrow by the discussing Yeravam. Om Rav Yechanan, p'nemaz zoche Yeravam l'malchus. Why was Yeravam zoche to be the melech of Yisrael? P'nei shechiyach ha-shleima, because he gave Shleima Musar, because Shleima ha-melech married Bas Shleima and other women, and he gave him Musar. P'nemaz nenesh, why did he get a oinesh? P'nei shechiyach ha-barabim, because he embarrassed, and he said the techocha, said the musar, the rebuke, barabim, in front of everyone. Shnem is in the pasuk, and this is before Yeravam met Achia Hashiloini, and before he became Melech Yisrael, or he heard about becoming Melech Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, v'zeh adava asher herim yada melech shloima bona es ha-milui v'sogar es peretz ir. And actually, a little before that, it says that he also, he was Vayaram, that he was a stickle of Mer B'malchus, it says in the Pasuk. It says, V'yaram menavat afrosim, this is Pasuk, this is Perek Yud Aleph, Melachim Aleph Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. V'yaram menavat afrosim men ha-tzereda, v'shem imu tzrua, isha amana, ever shleima, Vayaram yad b'melech, that's one Pasuk, Vayaram yad b'melech means, he stuck out his hand b'melech, which means he was married b'malchus. Then it says v'zeh adava sheherim yad b'melech shleima bono esamilu sogas parets er David aviv. And this pasuk is the musar that he gave to shleima b'melech. And the musar was Your father, a parrot's process, he made breaches in the wall, so Klai Yisrael was very easily for him to get into Yerushalayim to be El Regel, because Yal Yisrael Regel. And you did the opposite. Vata Gedarta Yisrael, you closed up the openings, Kilasis and Gari Labas, in order to collect taxes, and you know exactly who's going in, and collect tolls as they come through the door, in order to Lassan Gari Labas Pari, in order to give money and support Pari's daughter, who is your wife. That's one of Shatam Rashi, and Upshat Rashi is they built a palace for Pari's daughter by one of the doors and blocked the doors that way. And this way, everyone who passed by had to take care of the Bas Pari, who is his wife. What's the meaning of Harem Yad Melech? He took his tefillin off in front of Shlomo HaMelech, which is a bezoyim because you're uncovering your head in front of the Melech, and that was considered Mered B'Malchus, and that's what Rashi learns is the first one. Vayorim Yad Melech is when he took off the tefillin. The second Harem Yad Melech means when he said the Musar Barabim, and therefore since he was shtikl Mered B'Malchus, he landed up getting an oinish. He got the schar because he gave Musar, but he gave it the wrong way. Because of Gas Ruach of Yeravam, that's why he lost Elam Abba. Because the whole story of placing these agolim, these golden calves, happened because of his haughtiness. Because that's the pasuk. Shnema, Yom Yeravam Belivai. At the Toshim Hamamlach Beis David, and Miyala Omazel Lasis Vachem Beis Yerushalayim. The Malchus will go back to Beis David if everyone goes up to Yerushalayim to bring Zvachim. Veshovlev Omazel the name. Everyone's going to go back to Yerachavam. El Rachavam Melch Yehuda. Varaguni, they're going to kill me. Veshov Rachavam Melch Yehuda. Go back to Yehuda. So what was the discussion? Rav said to himself like this. Oma, Gimiru Dein Shiva Azara Malchus Beis David. We know you're not allowed to sit down in the Azara, but there's one exception. Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis Yehuda Bavada Beis David. That's the Messiah, the Rashi says, the Messiah, not from a Pasuk, that Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azara. I'm going to go up to Be'el Regel together and go with the whole nation, and Rechav is going to be also. Rechav is going to be sitting, and I'm going to be standing. Me and Rav are going to be standing. We're not Kamina. Sari, they're going to think, Ha Malchus Beis David, that's the king, and me, I'm the servant, I'm the Eved. Via Sivna, and let's say I sit, then Marib Malchus Havai, I'll be a Marib Malchus. Besides for the Aver of sitting down in the Azarab, I'll be a Marib Malchus. But Katni, they'll kill me. Vaz Basrei, they'll go after Rechavam. So therefore, I can't have this happen because either I'll get embarrassed and I'll look like an Eved, or I'll get killed. So therefore, Miyad says in the Pasuk, he asked the idea, we'll see that mean soon. He asked the Eitzah, and Vayas Shnei Egle Zava, Yema Aleim, Rav Lechem Aleish Yishlaim. You don't have to go up to Yerushalayim. Here you have the God who took us out of Mitzrayim. The awesome was Echav Beis El. He put one eagle, one calf, one golden calf in Beis El, and the other one was Echav Nasav Don. The other one he put in Don. Zoktimar Mai Veivat. What does it mean Veivat? What do you mean he took a Eitza? He asked the Eitza. Om Rabbi Yehuda Shahish Rosh Tzadik. He convened a little group of advisors and he put a Rosh next to the Tzadik. And this is before he got ready the Nevuah from Achiah Shalini, he's going to be the king. And Omalahu, he told his advisors, Chasimisu Akol Davidno, are you going to sign on everything I'm going to do? So Omalahin, sure. Omalahu, Malka bin Leheva, I want to become a king. Omalahin, sure. Kol Davidno Chuavitu, whatever I tell you to do, you're going to do? Omalahin, they said yes. I feel a mifle of his chav, if I say to do Avid Azara, Omalah, Tzadik, Tzadik said, what do you mean? Chasva Chalila. We're not letting that. We're not condoning that. Omali Rosh Lot Tzadik, so Rosh turns to Tzadik. What do you think? Along with the rest of Tzadik, you think Sagdad the Gavar Kiravam, we'll see soon Yeravam is a huge Sam Chacham. We'll see that on Kuf Bezam and Aleph. So we think someone as big as Yeravam, Palach Lev Chacham, you think he'll do a bit of Zara? He's just trying to test you. Elam Misanu the Gabai. He's just trying to test you, Kabli Lameimra, whether or not you're going to accept what he says. But he doesn't mean to say, of course, he doesn't mean to say that he's going to do Avodah Zarah. There's no chance in the world that that's what he's saying, do Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says on top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Af Achia Shloina Tov Achasim. Even Achia Shloina was a Navi who was part of the Mesorah, the Rambam says. He's part of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. And he even signed on this. What's the Rai? How do we notice? I'll tell you from where. The Yehu was one of the later Malchi Yisrael. And he was a Tzaddik. The Yehu Tzaddik Rabba Hava. He was a big tzaddik. Shenem of Yemar Shem Aliyahu. Yana Shahati Vayitza Lasi Yoshevena Kachash Olavavi. Asisi Lebeis Achav Bnei Reveim Yeshvachal Akisa Yisrael. So it says in the Pasuk there that Hashem said to Yehu, because you did correct things in my eyes, and you destroyed all the whole base of Achav. What he did was, he destroyed all the Rishom in Achav's family, he destroyed all the Nevi'a Baal by saying, he said, you think he knows how to do Avodah Zarah? I know how to do Avodah Zarah. And therefore he got all the Nevi'a Baal to come into one building, and he had his soldiers kill them all. So it says, Hashem says, Yehu, that you did so good with Yashar, but ain't that Chosh, but Vav, he's like, Achav, but Ne'er you're going to have four generations of descendants that will be king over Melech Yisrael. And it says, but still says, even though he's a very good king, he didn't go with his whole heart. He got rid of everything, but he didn't get rid of the two golden calves of Yerovam. Now, why not? My Garmalei, if he was such a big tzaddik, what's Takap Shat? They didn't get rid of the two golden calves. So it's two pshatim in the Gemara. One of them is to get it to us. Oh my bai, one pshat is because brisk crucials for Zayim. Lamai said, you say something, even though you mean it, L'shem Shemayim, it comes back to haunt you. Shnema, it says, when he tried to gather the Nevi'a Baal to kill them, to trap them, he says, Achav Avad Azabal, Achav did Avad Azar, but you never saw how I do it. Achav Avad Azabal Ma'at, V'yehu Yavdenu Harba, I do a lot, and therefore he gathered them all together, and because of that, he said something, and it turned out to be true. Sometimes someone says something, and it lands up being true. And what happened was, he talked to the Avad Azar. But Rava says, Chesomai Shalachia Shaloini Ra, he saw the signature of Achia Shaloini. That's what he saw. He saw the signature of Achia Shloini that signed on it, because he also made this mistake and thought that the Rav never would mean that, and therefore he left it. He said, "Look, Achia Shloini allowed it," and that's the pshat. That's the continuation of saying here that they put a tzaddik next to a rosh in order to convince them even Achia made this mistake. One more Gemara. It says in the pasuk Ksiv. It's a new Gemara. The Bach points out. It says Ksiv. It says in the pasuk V'shachata Seitim Hamiku V'ani Musa L'kulam. What's on the pasuk? I'm a Rabbi Yechon, I'm saying like this. I'm a Karis Baruch Hu. Hey, Mamiku Mishali. But their chiyuv to shecht Avodah Zarah was deeper than my chiyuvim, because by them, if you didn't go, if you went up to the Oil Regal, you didn't go to their golden calves, they killed you. Mashainke by me, if you don't go up to Tzolos Regalim, you get Yisurim, but you don't get Misa, because it's Aasei, Amarti. This is like Karis Baruch Hu talking. Kol Shein Oil Regal, Oyuvim Baasei. But by them, the Haman, where they said, anyone who goes up to the base of Mikdash, Yedakeh Becherev, will get killed with a sword. And that's what Pasuk means. V'shachta Satan, the people go off. Hamiku, they will mimic their rules, their laws, and they even kill someone for it. V'ani Musar L'kulam, which means a lashon of Musar, means a lashon of Yisurim, like Rashi says, they're Masa Musar Kulam, Eli Yisurim Ba'almi Yisaratim, claiming the Oiva Ba'asei. Their rules were much more chomer than mine, Hashem Kaviyachal says. And they, Mamish, did not let anyone go be Oyla Regal. And Hashem, the next year, will continue with Achia Shaloini and Yerovam Ben Nevat.